The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Hello and welcome. Welcome all you friendly people to the Damon Hahn Show.
Yeah, I'm Dave.
And I'm your other host, Hahn.
What?
The other host, Hahn.
Oh, okay. And here we are on the Damon Hahn Show.
E12.com. It's a full dozen.
It's a, I don't know, citizen's dozen. Because they go by the real numbers.
Well, we haven't actually done it yet.
Gone by
We've
the
done
real
11,
numbers?
And now we're like 2% into this one.
What? So at 45 seconds, you're saying it's going to be 90
minutes?
Well,
I'm just saying right at this moment, it's not... E12 is not over. We just started E12.
That is correct.
Okay.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about, E is episode.
Or ecstasy.
Or energizer.
Or energy.
That's the same almost. You ruined it. I had elephant next. Okay, so... Hahn, before we even start, I have one question for you.
Okay, yes.
Are you psychic?
Am I psychic? That's an interesting question. I am, I have various abilities and powers.
Okay, what I'm holding in my hand are the 5 ESP symbols from the Zener ESP deck.
So we've established there's no triangle.
You got your circle, square, wavy lines, the always overlooked wavy lines, star, and plus sign. So I'm going to mix them up a bit here. And Hahn, which symbol is this one that I'm
circle,
holding up?
Circle.
No, it's not.
Fuck. Well, I shall play the touche card and ask you, David, in kind.
With the what's the touche card for the star? Is that
if you are psychic, then you should be able to tell me.
Yes.
Equivalently of these yes. 5 cards.
Yes.
What is the one that I'm holding now?
Circle.
It's a circle. That is
so
not creepy.
I'm
1
pretty
in 5.
Much psychic.
1 in 5, 20% chance.
Yeah.
So, not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Now, let's try that again.
We know? Will.
One little test like that. That's a data point. That's
right.
Not data. Next.
Star.
Circle again, my friend. Are these all circles? They are. No.
Oh.
That would have been funny if they were all circles and I
should have given them all circles. You didn't even look. Well, I'm more psychic than you, as we've proven right now.
Yes. Hard facts.
Anyways, Hahn, continue. You're the leader of the show these days.
I don't really even know what that means, because really, I don't really say that much.
True dat.
Mm-mm. Do you have any other pre-bibble babble?
No. Should we make a segment called Pre-Bibble Babble?
And then post-Bibble Babble?
Wait, what about our new segments? Should we start with our new segments?
Oh, well, okay.
See, I already took over the show. Hahn,
no.
What do you want to do?
Well, I was just going to say, I'm really proud of my new word or phrase, but you know what? No, fuck that. We should do what our strong points. No?
Stop. End the
Which
podcast?
Which is Fakie 5.
Freaky 5?
Fakie 5. I'll do my Fakie 5.
Yes.
So, my Fakie 5 is very boring.
I can tell you're eager.
I scanned the news, Google News, what's that other one, SkyMap?
What?
That app?
I haven't heard of SkyMap.
It's like an aggregate of all these other news sites. Sky News, SkyNow.
Skynet. No, that's...
Skynet.
That's
from Terminator.
Sky. I think it's Sky News.
Anyway, I
use it every day, well, when I have my iPad around.
So, Fakie 5...
Fakie 5.
I'm going to... I came up with BlackBerry's new playbook is coming out.
The playbook's already out.
Playbook 2.
New hardware or new software?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? This Fakie 5 are...
It's going to be like hardware,
features,
software, dreamware,
yeah.
Tableware,
actually, most of these are
silverware.
Most of these are software, but some of them are tied to the new hardware, but... That's neither here nor there. Actually, it's right here. I don't have it.
That sounds like a good segment name, neither here nor there.
Fine. Next segment will be neither here nor there.
Maybe next episode.
That's neither here nor there. That's there. So here we have... I'm going to talk about four... Well, oh, sorry. These are all features. New features of the new playbook.
So, new features of the new playbook.
Of the playbook. Of BlackBerry's Playbook 2.
Now, Playbook 2, from what I understand, maybe I already know more than you thought.
Oh, trouble.
Is not a new hardware device. It's a new operating system.
Maybe.
So if you say one of them is more buttons...
No, these are all software related.
Weird, because that's what I thought it was. It wasn't really a maybe. It was a more the you're right.
I didn't want to admit it, but... So here they are.
Five features of the new OS for BlackBerry.
And one
BlackBerry
of them is not
playbook.
A new feature.
One of them is an old feature.
One of them is, yeah.
One of them is obviously not something you just made up because you don't have that ability. It's something you took from some other list.
Yes.
Okay. Lay them on me.
Number one, it has an improved CSS and HTML5 rendering engine and scores 100 out of 100 on the acid 3 tests.
Okay.
Which I guess is rare for mobile devices. Number two, the playbook. It now is able to talk to all social media contacts and pull them together into one address book.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, it now can run Android apps. So not just BlackBerry apps, but can also run Android apps. Which it just adds the app library available to the playbook.
Hey, I don't need the extra information.
Okay. Some people do, though, and I like the sound of my own voice, so...
Also, I know that is a feature of 2.0, so that one doesn't even... we're skipping that one.
Fine. Number four. You can now use the BlackBerry to remotely control...
Your wife?
You can use a BlackBerry. What? BlackBerry? Yes, BlackBerry, not Burry. Okay, this is it. That's over. A BlackBerry to remotely control your playbook or surf the internet on your web-enabled TV. So you can use the playbook as a remote control.
Yep.
Or a BlackBerry as a remote control for your playbook as if it was a TV. And now number five is that you can also use any email. It has a unified inbox that can talk to any email service. So as before, you can only use BlackBerry's email. But now you can use any email. So they opened it up.
You kind of stumbled when you said each of them, so that clue does not help. That sign.
I'm a natural stumbler. You should read my blog,
naturalstumbler.com. I thought you were a natural stumbler. That's the problem.
Okay,
so number one...
That
more
was
fonts,
the,
right? Number one,
no,
more
improved
fonts.
CSS and HTML rendering engine.
Yes. Number two,
it pulls all your social media contacts.
Okay.
So
number
Facebook,
three,
Twitter.
We're skipping. Number four was a remote. Number five,
and now you can use any email as on the inbox.
Right now, I'm leaning towards number two.
Number two,
social media gathering
of all your contacts.
I'm staring into Han's face right now.
Do you want to talk out through your reasoning?
I think it already did that. That was like, you know, everyone was gay for, ooh, social media. I think it currently did that in the first version. I don't know. Because that was like popular like 2 years ago or a year ago. Rogers was like, ooh, every social. And then Windows Phone was all about that. Like,
when do you think the playbook came out?
Last 2011, obviously, last year.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see the 100% thing. That also could be it. First of all, like 100%. Maybe that's like you didn't alter one by changing the number. It's not like a bad science or fiction, right?
No.
It's not the 100%. It's like nope. It was 94%. Loser.
Is that nerd me?
So you didn't do that, right?
No, I didn't do any kind of... I guess that's the only one where number is involved. Yeah.
Remote control your TV. Okay, read the fourth one again. If you can read your own writing, wink.
Use your BlackBerry to remotely control your Playbook, because I guess Playbook is a media playing device.
Yes.
Or surf the internet on your web-enabled TV. Now, I should clarify. I think the way I wrote this, I think it's actually the BlackBerry that you're using. So maybe this Playbook software somewhere also goes to...
Stop trying to trick me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just... Either you are an ass, or that one is true. So I'm going to discount that one.
You're
trouble. Because you're like...
I've been called worse before, I'll just say that.
You're claiming that, like, ooh, the real thing I read, well, you know, like, you're indicating that... Unless that was a double trick to get me not to... I'll just go with my first choice. Number two is fake.
It was number one.
Oh!
They already had, like, 100 out of 100. They already have a really good CSS and HTML5 rendering engine. Yes, you were close. You just tentatively touched on it.
Well, at least I knew number three
you were
was a new feature.
And hovering around it, and then you zipped away.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dad.
Yeah, what did I say? Yeah, number four. I realized number four is probably true.
Yeah, well, all the other ones are true, but yeah
number
four.
What was number five?
The native email. So before, they could use...
I remember that. I remember the complaint about that.
That was like a huge thing. It's like, why would I buy something that can't do all emails, you know?
Yeah, you got me, you fucking...
It actually was easier because you were able to eliminate two of them out of the five.
Okay.
All right, do your fakey five.
Speaking of bad fakey fives...
Oh, yes?
Have I got one for you?
Indeed.
I don't know what's going on here. Okay. Sorry.
Is this the cough episode?
Yep. Now, I used to be into the Magic. Not the card game, thank God. Or the voodoo sorcery. But card tricks. Yeah? Remember?
Yeah, a special type of illusion. Sleight of hand.
Okay, actually, speaking of sleight of hand, this is kind of the topic. So this one I didn't really have to look up, because I just did it from my knowledge, my vast knowledge. I have here five sleight of hand moves.
Oh my god, I was just about to say, these are, I'll never be able to get, because this is like, who would know this other than another magician?
Five sleight of hand moves, one of them made
up. What do you guys call yourselves? Conjurers. Wizards.
Lady magnets, I like to call it.
Lady magnets?
Yeah. And joke response time is over. Okay. Here are four...
Pussy magnet would have been funnier.
Here are... Boy, you're big with the cussing so far. A few F-bombs and the P-word. I didn't mean potato. Four actual magicians... Card magic, sleight of hand moves, and one made up. Here we go. Number one. The Anderson Cripple Palm.
Here's my question. As always is my question, did you check that there isn't an actual trick named after the one you made up?
I did.
Did you Google?
I did Google it.
Okay.
Number two. The Hindu Shuffle.
Hindu Shuffle. Sounds real.
Number three. The Jordan Count.
Jordan count. I like it. Yes.
Number four, the flustration count.
Why did you pause there?
The flustration count.
What's wrong with saying flustration count?
Well, it's
because you
say,
made it up.
It's hard to say flustration.
Number five.
Say it five times fast.
Flustration. 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 Flustration.
That wasn't fast. And number five, the tent vanish.
What was number one again?
Number one, the Anderson Cripple Palm. Number two, the Hindu Shuffle. Number three, the Jordan Count. Number four, the Flustration Count.
Is it Fs or is it Flustration? Are you frustrated by Flustration?
Flustration. The Flustration Count. And number five, Tent Vanish. One more time. Let me see if I can do it without stumbling. Anderson Cripple Palm, the Hindu Shuffle, the Jordan Count, the Flustration Count, and the Tent Vanish.
Wait, two of them are counts?
Two of them are counts. And we're not even at How to Impress Dracula yet.
Well, I know they do counts a lot, so that's not that surprising, I guess. What was the very last one?
The tent vanish.
This is one of those ones where I have no idea. No,
so
and I can't,
you can forfeit.
I no, whatever. No, I'm gonna guess, but I guess I'll regret it if the frustration count is the one. But I'm not gonna go for that one. What was three again?
The Jordan count.
I'm gonna say the Jordan. No, no. Sorry. Shit. Okay. Well, number two. Anderson
Cripple Palm, the Hindu Shuffle is number two, Tent Vanish number five. No big lulls, this is a audio podcast. Talk it out.
The third one.
The Jordan Count.
Jordan Count.
You really think the
Jordan Count is fake? Fudge.
It was the Anderson Cripple Palm.
That wasn't that bad. I mean, I thought that sounds.
I know.
Rude.
I wanted to make it.
Of course.
Like, you know, I tried to have some weird ones,
but
like
that's really
Hindu frustration,
okay,
and then
fine. Whatever.
Again, award should be given
you
to me.
You tricked me through randomness.
Yeah. Again.
Again.
Nerd alert. No, actually, what?
Okay, let's do our new guys. So we have some new. We're just like scraping the bottom of the barrel with a scrapula. And my new segment is called Han's Handy Hints. So these are just like little tips that you may find useful and handy.
You're going to cut out the coughs, right?
No.
Like hints from Helois, remember that?
Helois? Not hints, like...
Do you know hints from Helois?
No.
What Google is it. Not now.
Another
it was
time.
Like just... Tips for the home, like for cleaning and cooking, like various things to do at home.
What was that
one? It was
one,
a column.
What was that internet cafe one that was like, it would give tips about computers? Chips, tips? It was on TVO.
Bits and Bytes?
No.
With Lou Bagoy?
No, it wasn't Bits and Bytes, though. Although it was a very similar format. It was just like some guy saying, oh, so this is how you surf, and...
I don't think... Data on data?
Dots data? What?
Dottos on Duddles? Data?
Duddles something?
That, like, chubby guy?
Yeah. Well, what's it called?
I think that's still on. Like.
Anyway.
They were gay, right?
Han's Handy Hints. So this one is not related to anything other than...
Wait, before we go on, I just want to give a... Actually, I don't want to give a shout-out. Go on.
Shout-out?
No.
Now?
I'm not. There's no one anymore to shout-out to, but go on.
He who shall be not be named does not deserve a shout-out.
Douchebag.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, Ryan. My handy hint is when you're eating a bag of chips, like a big bag of chips, and you don't have a bowl, or you don't feel like having a bowl.
But isn't the chip bag a bowl?
Yes, the chip bag can be a bowl. That's
no,
my,
it is a bowl already.
That's my. This is my handy hint. So what
maybe
you do?
Maybe not be freestanding.
So but. Let's say you grab a bag of chips from your larder. And you go to your living room where your TV is, and you're like in the middle
isn't
watching
your larder
program.
Why you shouldn't have the chips?
You don't have time to grab a bowl, or they're all in the dishwasher, or what
why
have
are you,
you
rushing?
And because it's a commercial, and you don't have PVR, so you rush, and you're like sitting,
two
and
minutes.
You open your bag, and you're like, huh?
You expected a bowl in the bag?
No. Well, you okay? Now this, I don't know the snare. I don't know where I'm going with it. Other than the fact that you have this like bag, and you want to put it down somewhere.
Let me tell you, okay. Why dirty a bowl? To wash?
Sure.
Waste water?
Yeah.
There you
okay,
go.
That's fine. You can do it that way, too.
No, that's a good reasoning. You don't need... You don't have to be a rush. There's no, like, time limit.
I just feel like I'm more rushy than bowl wash worrier. But that's neither here nor there. So what you can do is you take the bag. Anyway, you open it up, and you take the bag. And you want to place it down somewhere, but you also want to make it convenient for you to... pull chips out of it. And as you know, chips settle, so you have all this air. So, like, top, I don't know, 60% of the bag is just, like, you have to reach in deep in there to grab some chips.
40%.
Something like that. So what you can do is you take the bottom of the bag and you roll it into itself. I'm making a hand motion, which bothers Dave, but you roll it into yourself and you keep rolling it in, folding it in, folding it in, so that the bottom is moving up and the bag's height is shortened until it turns into a ball. It's like half the size, and it's like, oh, all the chips are at the top. They're very easy to reach. And, you know, if there's someone else, you could
There, can you use it to do haircuts after?
Easily, sure. There's
now. No, here's the question
about
the bowl.
It's a nice little bag bowl, and it like naturally will sit so that the chips don't tip over like a bag does. It actually becomes like a little, you know, this concave thing at the bottom, so you can just sit down on a flat surface. And there's your chip bowl.
Now, what happens when you're like 75% done of the chips? Is there any problems that arise with your idea?
No more than a normal bag of chips, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they will get caught in the creases, yes. But that's not a big deal. Like, are you scared of the creases? You can just put your hand
in
there.
But you have to basically destroy the bowl at that point.
Sure. But you've gained so much from the bowl. this minor task of destroying it to get to the last few chips, in my opinion, just try it, and then you can, like,
damage some chips while you make the bowl, right? Slight damage to some chips.
It's possible you can. If you're careful, you might avoid it, but there's a reasonable chance that you'll break a few.
Now, and you have a problem with just, like, if the bag is on its side, you can just kind of reach in and take chips, but that's...
This is just to turn a bag of chips into this easier chip
reach
conveyance. Takes time to do, but of only a few seconds. You risk breaking chips. There are some disadvantages, sure.
You have to have a timeout around 75% to readjust it.
What?
Because you have to undo it, basically, or else you're depressingly fishing around the corners. Like, you still have
that
on the regular.
I think you're the only one who's affected by this. Guys, try the chip bowl. That's my thing. It's not my, I didn't come up with it. I saw it on Imgur, but that's neither here nor there.
On what?
This image sharing website.
It's the second time I've touched my microphone inappropriately.
Ew.
Okay, what's my new segment?
I don't know. Dave's,
Dave's creative general idea.
What?
I couldn't think of another D word.
Why did you just make the middle delicious?
Dave's delicious creative general idea?
It could have been just Dave's delicious idea.
But it's not even delicious, really. And it's not even... I just want to mention something I've done before.
Okay, creative idea. Go away.
Han, I want you to...
I mean,
go on your phone
away.
And open up Safari.
Oh. What?
Because I made a website.
Is this a magic trick?
No. Okay. I made a website a few years ago, 2008 or 2009.
Okay, 2008.
And you've been there before, I believe.
What am I doing?
Are you ready? Are you typing
in
your URL right now?
Sure.
Are you actually lying? Okay. M-Y...
Yes.
P-I...
P-I...
D-A...
D-A...
Y-S...
Y-S...
Dot com. This is My Pi Days.
My Pi Days? Whoa.
And it must tell you in green when your next Pi Day is.
So
can you read out
birthday.
That date, please? Read out that line in green.
So I'm going to enter my birthday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. And enter your birthday.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to sniffle in a moment.
What? Let me put in year as month. Okay, hold on a second. I misread this.
Hello, test, test, test. Cake, cake, cake. What's going on? Am I off?
No.
Hello?
Oh, you're totally on. You're just being
ga,
quiet.
Ga. Go, 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 go.
My next Pi Day is Saturday, November.
Yelling, I am yelling. Look at me yelling all day.
My next Pi Day is Saturday, November 1st.
Of this year?
2014.
In 2 years.
I missed my last Pi Day.
When was it?
September 12th, 2011.
Anyways, so this is a little idea I created a few years ago, where, you know, you have your regular birthday, but it's always the same day, blah, 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 family gets together.
Are you assuming that I won't live to be 100 at this?
So I'm thinking... You should have a birthday or a celebration or party every pi years instead of every 1 years. So, it's every 3.141528 blah 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 years, which makes it a different day basically every single birthday.
And I assume I get pie instead of cake.
Yeah, and instead of cake, you give a pie.
I love that.
So everyone has basically random, it's every 3 years, so it's not too much, too frequent. And it's just, like, everyone loves an excuse to get together and have a party, right?
Except it's only every 3+ years.
I know, but I'm saying, it's just so everyone probably has one, everyone you know, what I'm trying to say, I'm a bit tipsy. In the next 6 months, since you have so many friends, one probably has one coming up.
How'd you do the little pie symbol?
I don't know. I copy and pasted it. Is that important right now?
I guess it's in the fonts.
So all of our listeners, you can go to mymypidays.com and see if you have a Pi birthday coming up. And if so, tell your friends about it, and let's start the... Like, this could be a thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
This could really... I don't know how...
Did you forget about this, or what happened?
Yeah, like, I have like 80 sites I forgot about.
Why don't you put some ads on here?
But it has to be, obviously, I have to gussy it up a bit. It needs some help. But this could be a thing. I think it, like, also, like especially, like,
you should definitely
this
make
generation,
these
nerds and stuff and everything.
You should make these selectors, like drop-downs, not type it in.
Excuse me, Johnny Type More.
I'm Johnny Type Less.
My Dave's creative general idea.
Wait, there's general in there?
Yeah, because it's not just a website. It's a concept, basically.
It's not a creative idea. It's a general idea. Although, without the word general, it's kind of already implying that it's...
What's next, Han?
Do you have a new word or phrase, David?
Yes. Now, I'm pretty sure this is already... Like, you know how every word or phrase you come up with, other than Bibble Babble, has been a real word or phrase, at least in Urban Dictionary?
Okay.
You know acne.
Oh, do I know acne?
Then there's bacne. Now, I'm curious about, like, when did bacne start? Because when I was a teenager with acne, well, with more acne than I have now, I never heard of that word bacne. Was that, like, created within the last 10 years or, like...
Well, definitely, yeah, I'd never heard of it in my generation.
Okay, good. Anyways, here's my new word or phrase. Crackne.
For ass crack?
Yeah, acne. Crackne.
Is that even a thing?
It probably is. I didn't even look it up. I assume it is. Because it's a clever little pun word thing.
Is it only the ass crack?
Yeah.
Are there other cracks on the human body?
It's only for the ass crack. And it has to be so in the crack that...
How's this even happen?
If someone's gently pushing your cheeks together, it has to be hidden.
It can't just be... I don't like that image.
It's not bumpy. Like it... You know what I mean?
Bumpy.
It's not just on your bum. It has to be in the danger zone there.
Do you feel like...
What?
No, I don't know. I don't even know...
You don't know if you like the idea or if you have crackne?
No, well, acne, you know, I obviously I've suffered through acne. I have a lot of pitting and scars on my face.
Thank God, this is audio
only. I don't really suffer
only.
Acne my age nowadays. Knock on wood. But I've always thought it's like only certain areas of your body that can be affected. Does it affect the skin between your butt cheeks?
Yes.
It seems like it's impossible to get it in your palms, right? And
no, you can. Well, I don't know if it's actually acne. Maybe the palm. Yeah, maybe the palm. I don't know. Because sometimes in my hand I'll have some zit-like thing occasionally. We've just lost 3 viewers.
I guess I'm speaking from the Asian experience, so I guess I can't really, I've never done the research, so I don't know. All right, so what's it called? Crackne.
Crackne.
Crackne. I once dated a crackne.
Get it while you can.
My new word or phrase is pre-jaundice. So you know jaundice is where you get, when you have this disease or condition, your skin turns yellow.
It's a liver disease where a side effect.
Yes.
Not a side effect, a symptom.
Symptom, sure. And they call it jaundice.
Okay, yeah.
So pre-jaundice is a play on prejudice.
I thought it was for preteens.
Yep. And pre-jaundice is prejudice against people of yellow skin.
Like... Asians?
Asians, sure. Or people with jaundice.
So pre-jaundice...
is a prejudice against people... against Asians, I guess.
It's anti-Asian.
Yeah.
So would you say I'm pre-jaundiced?
I don't know. Are you? Maybe. Yes, in some ways.
Well, everyone is in some way.
And I checked. This word does not exist anywhere.
And you are.
Yeah, I'm definitely pre-jaundiced. I suffer from pre-jaundice.
Well, I think there's a cream for that.
No, he's not my crackney. So that's my new
lowest
word phrase.
Lowest ratings ever. What?
Pre-jaundice. You don't like that one? All right, fine.
I don't like when they're thinking ones, because then my head hurts.
Is it really that much thinking?
Yeah, like it's... Because it's prejudice. You got to know there's like a pre-word connection. Then the yellow has
a
double meaning.
How much thinking is there?
Anyways. What's the scoop, hon?
I don't know.
Wait, let me do with some of my stupid segments.
Sure.
We'll start with Dangerous Wager.
Yes.
This is where I give you a question, and if you get it right, I owe you $1 million. And it's like there's witnesses.
Just owe. You don't have to give it to me.
Everyone listening. Just what?
You just have to owe it. You don't actually have to give it
to me. No, I have to give it to you.
I know, but you owe me.
But yeah, I'm not going to give it to you now.
Yeah,
I need a few weeks.
That's
at least
what I assumed. It's not an escrow somewhere in some account.
You'll get it, okay?
Okay.
And maybe you'll get it after this one. Han, have you seen the movie, the 2005 hit movie? Sorry, the 2005 movie.
I didn't watch any movies.
King Kong.
No, I didn't see it.
Starring Jack Black.
No, I didn't see it. Because I don't like Jack Black.
The ape. Okay.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. You know.
You don't like blacks, is what you're trying to say. There's at least one black you don't like.
There's at least one black I don't like. He's funny in his one role. Which is a short, screaming, fat guy.
Do you like the show Blackadder?
I do.
Damn. Because then, do you like the movie The Black Hole? Disney's?
With those little robots? Yeah, I liked it as a kid, but...
But now? No.
I don't know.
So you don't like blacks. Okay.
On average...
Okay, the movie King Kong was shot in a number of New Zealand regions.
Oh my god. Okay.
I've written down 9 of the villages, islands, or towns that had shooting locations for the movie King Kong. If you can name 6 of the 9...
I can't even name one!
I'll give you $1 million.
I can't even name one. How many guesses do I get at this?
You have to give me 6, and they all have to be among the 9. So as soon as you got one wrong, it's done.
New kumquat.
No, it was old kumquat. I can't believe... Nope. Okay, you didn't win.
Let me just try another one. Chigger McDiggers.
Here they are.
Wait.
Parnell in Auckland.
That was my next one.
Cook Strait. Which I didn't think there were many of. Hutt Valley, like Hutt as in Jabba the Hutt spelled. Hutt Valley in Wellington. Kapiti Island in Wellington region. Lyell Bay in Wellington. Miramar in Wellington. Wellington region seems to be very important. Seaview in Wellington. Shelley Bay in Wellington. And Miramar in Wellington. I heard that twice.
This was a very... Well, that's not fair. This is a
so
very,
you win!
This is a very dangerous wager because, like, you know, I'm into Lord of the Rings. But I didn't study the regions. But I could have, like, known a couple offhand somehow.
Yeah, but 6?
6, yeah. 6 is impossible.
I dodged another bullet.
Yes.
Oh, and my other dumb one that everyone hates is celebrity quote.
Oh, yay. No money on the line.
I think you like this one. Today's celebrity quote, and I'll give you 3 celebrities. One of them said it. Today's celebrity quote is... I wasn't a kid growing up thinking, one day I'll get an Oscar and make a speech. That wasn't on my mind. I want to just do the best work I can do. Hold on one
Eddie
moment.
Murphy.
What? Hold on. I'll say it one more time, then I'll give you the choices. I wasn't a kid growing up thinking, one day I'll get an Oscar and make a speech. That wasn't on my mind. I want to just do the best work I can do.
David Noble.
This A, Adam Sandler, B, Daniel Day-Lewis, or C, Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
It was Adam Sandler. It's weird, because you implied that he got an Oscar by that quote, I think.
He sounded like...
He sounded black to you again? This is where we're back to that?
That's the new Adam Sandler.
Let me just give a shout out to MJ by just saying I have not mentioned rape yet in this podcast.
Hey, MJ.
Well, Han, what's next?
I suppose I could talk about my society. In my society, God. You know, I just realized a lot of my society ones are about public transit or streets, just like transit in general. And this one is no different.
Okay.
In my society...
Hold on. Is there any news on when and if your society is going to be created?
That's an entire... That's neither here nor there.
Go on, please.
In my society, taxis will be smaller. Because right now, what the hell? Why are taxis so damn big?
Because they're
taking
cars.
Up so much space.
They're cars.
Yeah, but they don't have to be those cars. They don't have to be huge honking cars. 90% of the time, they're only carrying one person.
Is that where'd you get that statistic?
I pulled it out of my ass. Sorry, out of my crack knee.
I was just gonna say, it didn't touch any crack knee on the way out, did it?
But. Most of the time, they're carrying one person, okay, usually a fat businessman. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that he does business.
Okay, so, and instead, they would be...
No, the majority of them would be, like, one passenger, smaller, more fuel efficient. They take up less space, most importantly.
Like a motorcycle with a little side thing?
No. They'd be just smaller cars, like, maybe not a Mini, but, like...
But I understand, so... So the majority smart people cars. For one person. So then, if you call a cab, you just say if you want small, medium, or large?
I guess so, yeah.
And then I guess a cab driver would be coming along. He'd have to see, oh, is that two people? I guess that makes sense. You'd see, obviously, who's flagging you down, a single person or...
Well, I mean, maybe it'll just be...
And what's the reason for this?
I just feel like there's a lot of wasted space in terms of like all these huge cabs... And gas.
Okay, gas.
Space and gas, mostly. I just feel like...
But the space, I don't understand. How is a single, like... Is there any single side-by-side cars out there that you're going to use? Or are you talking about a new vehicle should be invented for...
Maybe.
And do you know anything about auto rickshaws?
No, I'm not implying that they employ manual labor. What? I just mean they need to be smaller cars.
You want robot cars?
What would you say?
Auto rickshaws.
What's an auto rickshaw?
It's an Indian cab. It's a very small...
Oh, yeah. Why not? As long as they're warm enough.
It's not.
Well, then no.
So you're talking about like a Mini or a smart car? Smart car.
Smart car. Or even, yeah, why not a car with one driver and two passengers? I guess that's what they have now. No, but there's a smaller, like more...
So you want to just remove the passenger seat.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think this out. No, I just thought, like, yeah, smart cars was my original envisioning, but maybe it's more practical to have two seats. But I just feel like they're so big and they have these huge trunks.
And that's like a priority for society, right?
That's the rarity. Huh?
Before, like, there's food and shelter, you're going to be spending money on this.
It's not spending money. It's a law.
You have to retrofit, unless you're building your society from scratch.
No, they'll just force cab companies to...
So all cab drivers have to suddenly buy a new car.
I guess they have to phase them out when they have a choice to like buy a new one.
Okay.
You don't like it.
Remember, everyone has a choice whether they live in your society or not.
No, they don't.
In my society...
Did you have one?
Yeah. I would get rid of dress codes.
Everywhere? Are you implying that nudity is acceptable?
Nope.
Okay. Go on.
You'd have, like... Okay, no.
Can I be nude here?
I'm running out of time to make my joke.
Okay, go on.
First of all, no. And then I could work on the joke. But anyways. I'm very much against ties and suits. I think you should be able to wear what you're comfortable in. I'm uncomfortable in suits. A lot of people I know are comfortable in suits. I'm itchy, I'm sweaty, I'm sticky. It's just not pleasant.
You do realize you can get higher quality clothing that are much more comfortable. They're like wearing pajamas.
I don't think... You're a non-itcher. Like, I don't think you really can speak for people who have...
Are you... Pre-jaundicing me?
No.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, so dress code. So you're talking about business, like weddings as well, and
yeah, everything. Like, it's just like you're covering your naughty bits. Like, you know,
are you?
I've brought this up before in the past, and people said, like, you know, I'm saying no offensive T-shirts and stuff, and no like ripped clothing and stuff. And they're like, eh, that's you're already doing your own dress code then, anyways. Mm-hmm. So those people are fucking idiots. But I'm just saying that you should be able to wear jeans and a T-shirt and any job. Any job that there is. Except for, like, if you're a surgeon, there's, like, hygienic reasons to be able to make sure you're always totally clean because, you know, you're going to be inside someone's gut.
Sure, for
or
safety.
Or removing their
for
crack
safety
knee.
Or whatever, yeah, exactly. No, I understand that, okay.
There's, like, health and safety reasons for certain jobs.
That you have to wear just
but then again, like, but you don't have to wear a tie as a surgeon either. Like, I think having a noose around your neck is the silliest thing ever to have. It's from
I agree.
A lot of clothing things are left over from the 1600s.
Yeah, when are we going to change our fashion standards? It's up
and
to
and interviews. Like, I don't understand what's the point of dressing up for an interview. I really don't understand.
It's up to people like Chanel and Estee Lauder to show us the way.
Maybe we should have done a podcast when I had a cold. Because I have to go.
No, I agree. Like, thankfully my job, I don't have to wear, I don't meet with clients, I don't have to wear.
I don't know if
specific.
Remember that was that incident
garments.
With the sandals.
Yeah, but that's different. Which is very funny. I wanted to mention that, but not on the podcast.
Oh, is there a development?
No, well, there's someone else in the office now wears sandals all the time.
Oh. So I think someone owes me an apology.
No.
Okay, anyways, but I can
okay,
go on.
Okay, I understand.
On.
No, I'm with that. I like your society so far.
I could go on forever.
So what if someone tries to enforce it in their own business?
What do you mean, tries to enforce it's what?
He's like, this is my company. You want to work for me? You got to wear a suit. What's the dealio there?
Well, my society. What do you mean? How would that be dealt in my society?
Yeah,
you can't. You'd be breaking the law. You'd be fined.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But if you like wearing suits, wear suits. Mm. You know what I mean? Wear a tuxedo. Wear a gown over a tuxedo.
Can he? What if he employs like? Oh, I like these guys who wear suits. I'm going to give them raises and not these other schmobos. Is that a form of prejudice?
Well, if you're jaundiced, you should be at home.
Hmm. Where's my jaundice?
Okay, this episode. This is our worst episode of the last 8, right?
I tried to do. Well,
no, but easily.
Do you have a nerd alert?
You can tell already, right? This is not winning any awards. We're not winning an award with this one. Do I have a nerd? I've had everything, by the way. I have all the items.
Okay, go. Oh, wow.
Okay, I wrote this in uppercase, and I made 4 mistakes while trying to type it out. It is, I hate the iPhone keyboard.
Wait, this is a hate time to hate, then, not a nerd alert.
No, I have a separate time to hate.
What? Your nerd alert is a hating?
Yeah. Because it's covered under nerd alert.
Okay.
I've never...
Okay, hold on a sec. Nerd alert. Okay, go on.
Nerd alert.
That was
I've
better.
Liked it, but I don't know. Mine could be defective. I just can't literally type one word.
What do you hate?
The iPhone keyboard.
The iPhone keyboard.
I find it so difficult to type on. And, you know, I'm a big iPhone fan. I have apps written for it and everything. But I just... it seems to get me worse and worse.
Okay, here's my question. What would you propose they do instead?
I would prefer if there was a physical keyboard option.
An iPhone that has like a flippy or a
well,
shooting,
either a portrait or a slide-out landscape one. You know, there's a lot of Android phones that I think are very well done with a slide-out thing, slide-out horizontal keyboard.
Yes, but then they would have to employ 1,000 other Chinese workers to jump off stairwells. Okay.
No, they can go to Indonesia.
Sure.
Malaysia.
Yeah, why not?
I don't want to be pre-jaundiced, but...
Sounds like
anyways,
a little...
it's just... I don't know. And there's... There's a little annoying things. I can't remember right now, but like one is... if we start a word with a weird case, like if you do an uppercase, it won't spell check it because it goes, this was probably a name or a thing. Like there's some annoying things. It won't spell check something that you do uppercase. If you make corrections in a word, it will no longer spell it. No, it won't auto, like if you type in your, normally if you type in your, and it wants to be YOURE, any mistake will end up, it'll pop up your with an RE, right? But if you make a mistake and then go back, it'll no longer do the instant pop-up anymore. It'll, like... These things, I'm just driving me crazy lately.
I know, but obviously those... I assume those software engineers will, like... You know, they want to reduce clicking and increase
speed. Wait,
hold
on. Let me have a little... I'm going to hate... I'm going to do nerd hate alert. Because
oh
I'm going to take this one level further, okay?
Do it.
I want to be able to type on my phone... the word yo, because I say yo every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay?
But your phone keeps translating it to yes?
No,
or...
it translates it to two, T-O, and not all the time. Like, two-thirds of the time. One-third of the time it doesn't. I don't understand at all. Okay, but the iPhone was always promised to be any word that's on the dictionary that you do 100,000 times, it kind of just accepts it. Okay? It doesn't with the word yo. Also, as of iOS 5, there's a personal dictionary where you can add words and shortcuts that will like are allowed and won't be auto-corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them I have in their work, but not yo. It'll go to two.
Interesting. Maybe two-letter words just don't.
Maybe
register.
It has to be two-letter words, but that's drives
me
batty.
I've seen the same thing because I do sometimes say yo and it goes two. My beloved.
Like, another word I always just to prove, as proof, like, one of the words I do a lot is the word mins, short for minutes. See you in 10 mins.
That's not a word, but okay.
And I added that to the personal dictionary or whatever, and it was fine. Like, it always accepts mins now. Normally, it would go to mind. Our only listeners just went to sleep. This was so boring. So the personal dictionary does work for mins versus mind, but not for yo versus two.
You should tweet that. I was going to say, the good thing about the word, my new word, pre-jaundice.
Wait, there's a good...
That's
a good
part.
The good thing, yeah, okay. Good part.
Is that it's pre-jaundice, before jaundice. It's like a preconception of what you think jaundice looks like. I mean, what Asians look like. I mean, what Asians act like.
Check, please.
Did I say my alert?
Undescribed.
I gave you your nerd alert. My nerd alert is I just want to give a shout out to Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Which I am very impressed with. And I
explain
wish,
to our listeners.
I wish I liked more of the stuff they do.
What it is. It has nothing to do with
it's a
keeping
fundraising.
A bike vertical.
It's a fundraising. It's kind of a fundraising or investing model where people propose their projects, and they describe the details and describe award levels. So other people can buy into it, and they're given, depending on how much they pay or donate, they receive a certain award depending on the level. So let's say it's a new board game, or let's say it's a new video game, and they say we want to make this great game. It's about this and blah blah blah. Here are some graphics and ideas we have for it, and here are the award levels. If you pay us $10, we'll give you the game when it comes out. If you pay us $20, you get your name in the game and the beta version. $30, we'll send us
blow
a photo. We'll put your picture in the game. $100, we'll put it in a nice box with posters and all this other jazz. Jaws?
Jaws. We'll add some human jaws.
So anyway, so that's essentially the model. It's like they propose people.
And anybody
to follow can propose
through on
idea.
That, or?
Anybody has to can propose an idea, and other guys.
Now, I've noticed that if it's a product, usually there's a prototype
usually
that they made with a video
yeah.
that shows it.
Yeah,
that's very helpful.
So it's kind of like a live action Dragon's Den in a way, because you're buying a share of the company, but your what you receive actually is not profit, but rather.
Is there no model where, like, there is shares or profit that you've seen?
No, I don't think so. Not that I've seen at all. Like, you just get, like, shout-outs, and, like, the guy will send you lots of merchandise. That's the most I've seen so far.
And tell us about, like, some in-the-news recent
products.
Well,
recent news. So, Kickstarter, I think it started, like, 2010, but late 2010 or something. But anyway, it's been, like, gaining a lot of steam, like, very quickly. And this year, they had a couple projects that went over $1 million within their... So, you usually have a date... I guess a schedule, like, we want to try to raise $10,000 within this month, and if we do that, then we're going to go ahead and turn this prototype into a real product, and you guys will get your stuff. Otherwise, unfortunately, we won't be able to do that. But, so they've, a couple projects have made over $1 million in their,
what's, I guess, one of them?
Double Fine video games. They're the guys who did, Psychonauts.
You're talking about?
Psychonauts.
Huh? Yeah, Psychonauts.
Yeah. They're making a new... They want to make a new game, and they made... I think they're at $2 million now. So, like, a huge number of cash dollars.
So,
this is a really exciting new model.
I know.
I want to somehow get money.
How does Kickstarter get money out of this?
I assume they get a small fee, a small percentage, or it's a fee somewhere. I don't know the exact numbers.
So they got $2 million. Like, how do they actually... Do you have any idea how they get the money, or, like...
Well, you have to pay, so that
right.
money's put in.
Does it go to...
And they get to keep it. I don't know.
Like, I wonder...
There's some kind of, obviously,
then,
legal stuff going on.
Yeah, and then, like, do they have to actually... What happens if they don't do anything ever? Is they just, like,
I don't know. There's, like, obviously some kind of... I guess that's what Kickstarter itself does. Right now, it's so small that I guess they haven't run into, like, the huge scams yet.
Right. Yeah, because it's interesting to see how that's going to
go. The other interesting part is, like, they expect to fund over $150 million worth of projects in this year, 2012. And that's more than what the National Endowment for the Arts Agency
Well, I have
allots,
a pretty good endowment myself, but...
Which is a lot of money. $150 million worth of projects. And most of them, I should say, Kickstarter, I mentioned video games, but a lot of the stuff they do is music and... arts related, like comic books,
definitely
paintings,
wider than average.
Yes.
Anyway,
Kickstarter. That's a pretty exciting idea.
That's
and
a good,
like,
nerd alert.
You know,
beats my stupid keyboard thing.
You should check it out. Kickstarter.com.
.ca.
I'm sure most of you already know it, but us anyway.
Well, it's MJ and the other guy.
Anyway, I personally
Not
find
that
it
MJ's
interesting because I'm right now into board games, and I would love. I don't know, get a kickstarting thing going or something. I don't know. Money.
Well, why don't you come up with one creative idea of your life, and then we'll talk.
What, this life?
What's next?
I'm out. I'm tapped, man. Do you have an Impress Dracula or a skeptical
I'll Impress
topic?
Dracula right now.
Skeptical topic?
Okay, this episode's How to Impress Dracula is simple. I would make an app for him.
What's the app?
I don't know. An
what?
iPhone. It would be an iPhone app.
Well, what How is that going to impress him?
Well, I don't know. This is what I'm going to ask you. If you were a vampire, if you were like the king of the vampires, or just a well-known, rich, old, floaty vampire.
Are you prejudicing me?
What kind of app would you think would be helpful?
I guess, like, it'd be kind of fun to have a family tree so I can know where all my...
No, I have a better idea. It's called Blood Finder.
Okay.
So you download the app.
Is this using some kind of magical technology that doesn't
no,
exist?
No. Actually, I'm thinking it could be like a game. It could be like a trick, right? Say it's called, like, you know, Angry Bats. Some sort of...
Never heard of it.
Some sort of game where you're flinging bats at, like... rabbits. And, but when you start the game, just create your profile.
You bite the phone.
It asks for your name and then your blood type. Right? You're like, okay, whatever.
Oh, I see. So that now
so then secretly
it maps out
secretly, yeah, with GPS. Out. It builds a database of blood types and where to get it for Dracula. Now that's a good idea. That would impress him.
I don't even know my blood type.
And then also, I know he's rich and all, but like you could have in-app purchases, like more like better rubber bands for the slingshot, and then all that all those proceeds could go right to Dracula.
So, so he,
first of all,
he profits.
He gets profits
by blood
and blood and money.
Blood and
it's
money.
Blood money.
All right, that's I guess kind of impressive.
Yeah.
We have time for one more thing. Skeptical topic or
you didn't do a time to hate
bookie look. I'm afraid I don't have any.
Do you have a bookie look?
I don't have anything else.
Oh. Well, my time to hate is going to go a little longer than we'd like, so I can't do it this time. We're already at 55 minutes.
We have 5 minutes.
So I'll just go to my bookie look.
Which are always so boring.
Yeah, and this is going to be boring. Should we just skip it? No, 65 minutes. Let's end it.
Skeptical topic.
Oh, no. I just have... I have astrology. We're not going to...
What?
What? It's just a skeptical topic I thought we could discuss.
Well, here's...
We're done.
Here's
it's 65
one,
minutes.
No, well, here's the one I wanted to talk about.
It's 12 o'clock. Didn't someone have to go at 12 o'clock? Sorry, go on.
Possibly.
Okay, you obviously want a skeptical topic. Say it.
I wanted to talk about, you know, the, I don't know. Well, I'm only want to do it if you've heard of this, because I don't know all the facts. I was doing research, and I was like,
why does
like,
it sound
oh,
like a
it.
Dangerous wager?
It's about that,
we're so sorry about this
scientist
episode. Hold on.
Who was caught.
We're very sorry about this episode. We're going to try to make them better.
No, we won't.
I will.
Go ahead.
Done.
The climate scientist who was caught infiltrating the Heartland Institute.
What?
And he released a whole bunch of documents that they... Essentially, Heartland Institute is this think tank that's supposed to affect public opinion of things. So they're full of climate skeptics. They're like full of asbestos, like harming skeptics. They're full of smoking, secondhand smoke skeptics. They're just like all
wait,
these like really
isn't
real
asbestos
jerks.
Does harm?
No, they're saying that asbestos doesn't do harm, or they'll say that secondhand smoke, well, there's no proof of that kind of thing, or climate change. There's no change that humans are affecting the climate. So they're this real big jerk tank, really. And but they're funded by all these like
that'd
sugar
be a good
companies.
Show, jerk tank.
Jerk tank.
Like Shark Tank, except you're just coming in and be a jerk.
Okay. So you know, but there's this big think tank that affects public opinion. They like fund. Actually, their latest thing is like they don't want people to, or schools to teach climate change in public schools because they think it's still a debatable topic that's not appropriate for schools. There are a lot of jerks. And
should I be prejudiced at this point?
So some scientist, unfortunately, is Alex Gleick or something. He's like this well-known scientist who. I'm not exactly sure how, but he got documents out of the Heartland Institute, and that he reveals where the Heartland Institute is getting its money, and it's like all this like stuff. It's an just look it up, like Heartland Institute.
Didn't you start
news.
This with? I don't want to go on about this if you haven't heard about it.
Well, I thought you heard about it, so that's
I didn't.
As far as I'm going. Okay.
Okay, so tune in next time for that to be discussed in more detail.
Do you have a parting thought?
Do I? Yeah. Do you?
Nope.
No. My parting thought is to give coconut another chance. There's a lot of people I know who, for some reason, it surprises me that they don't like coconut.
That is really weird. I noticed the same thing, too.
And I'm saying, you probably have some childhood coconut fear or something. You tried it like 40, 20, 18 years ago. Just try it again, because coconut rocks.
Coconut and mushrooms are both two items that I find a lot of people have phobias of.
I hate mushrooms.
Okay. Why don't you give mushrooms another chance?
Because I gave it a chance like 3 weeks ago and there was some of my pizza accidentally.
And you detest it.
I don't like the taste, the texture, the...
You do realize there's more than one type of mushroom.
The regular pizza mushroom.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. Pizza mushrooms are like those buttons, garbage mushrooms. They just throw them in the garbage because they're... Yeah.
Well, I throw the box in the garbage while recycling.
Coconut. Yeah, I agree. Give coconut a chance, people.
Yeah, why is everyone like...
Why are you pre-coconutting coconut?
I know. Jeez. And we're done. Good night, everybody. Don't drink and fly.
Good night.